back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Ow, it's... ow, that hurts when I do that.
Oh, that's okay. Too much polka partying?
Oh, yeah. Ow. I got a little pinch in my Ganoikovink.
I hate when that happens.
I know, right? Oh. I think I have a hernia. Ugh, I burst something.
Do you know how many people just fast forward for like the first 15 seconds of our podcast so they skip over whatever
all the
horrible joke you start the podcast off with?
I think the jokes are pretty darn good.
Okay. Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
They're pretty just, darn okay.
Yeah, fine. Trying to set up
they're
cleverly.
They're amazingly good.
Average. So what are we doing today, Charlie?
Living with a hernia.
Indeed we are.
Talk about amazingly average.
I think we're going to have different ratings on this one.
Well, that's going to be interesting. To me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. Yeah. I don't. Okay. This will be interesting.
It will be. We may battle to the death on this one.
Yeah.
Like I said, Polka Party was my jam for a long time.
Yeah.
I eventually let it go and realized it's not the top album, but I really, really held on to it tenaciously for a long time.
Okay.
Now I can be more realistic now and say, yeah, it's probably bottom three or four.
This is an album that was released in 1986. And this single, just like we talked about with Gangster's Paradise, was also released on the exact same day in October.
Yep.
Day one single.
Right out of the box. This is the first single from his new album after In 3D. And he was riding high and...
Yep.
This is what he had. Yep. I think he kind of rushed this album.
Well, there's a couple of things. Yeah. First of all, the fact that he was doing almost an album a year in the beginning is crazy.
Yeah, and touring.
Yeah, yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like the Beatles, how they put out like two albums a year.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, you hear how many Beatles albums are. Like, oh, they must have been together like, you know, 15, 16 years. Like, no, like six.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
And they were all like 20. That's the other problem.
Unreal. Anyway, back to Weird Al.
Weird Al was probably...
not going to do a podcast about the Beatles. Come on.
Oh, it's good. The Beatles are good. All right, the B-side to this single was Don't Wear Those Shoes.
Uh-huh.
I guess. That's
we'll get to that eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Living With a Hernia.
This song.
I actually kind of like this song.
Oh, you like this song?
I like the medical like jargon in it. I like how it's like educational. And it kind of makes fun of James Brown and how he's getting old and he's still doing all these dances. And it was kind of like actually making fun of the artist in a way, but not really.
Interesting.
He was singing this song as James Brown, which he normally doesn't do. He wasn't doing another character. He was James Brown in it. I mean, I'm glad the video, he didn't quite go all the way with it.
No. He had the facial features, but...
Yes.
Like the
he kept his own pigmentation.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea.
No.
But no, he had the hair and the wig and the suit. He was James Brown.
James Brown.
Yes.
Okay, this is a cover of his song, Living in America.
Yes.
Which was filmed and recorded for Rocky IV.
I loved that song in this movie. It was such a great... setup of hubris, and it was amazing. Like, look at this guy. What is he doing? Like, he comes in with James Brown's song playing and all this pomp and circumstances, steps in the ring, and I don't remember what happened after that. He died.
Spoiler
alert. Sorry. If you haven't seen Rocky IV, sorry. Or three. Sorry.
Four.
Is it four? It was four. That's right. Three was Mr. T.
Because it's the Russian.
That's right. The Russian. I always mix up three and four.
Yeah.
Mr. T was three.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that was...
Hey, at least his son went on to be in movies.
Mr. T's?
No.
Oh. Rocky's?
No.
Dolph Lundgren's?
No.
Dang it.
The guy who
James
died.
James Brown.
No, the guy who died.
Apollo Creed.
Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie
Carl
Creed.
Carl Weathers. Oh, his act, not the, okay, yes.
The character son.
Yeah, there's a bit of a stretch
there's a Creed.
In that.
There's a Creed 2 coming out,
no,
too,
there's
I think.
Not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
Anywho.
Well, because Creed 1 did really, really well.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways, that was good. Like I said, I love how this song worked to set up that whole downfall of Apollo Creed. It was so great. And it was good. It was
plus an song. Apollo movie. I mean, plus a
what?
Apollo movie.
Yeah.
A Rocky movie.
Yeah.
And that's a Weird Al thing to begin with, too.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go.
It was only 4, not 13.
No, not a Rocky 13. Yeah, no. You're good. Now, this is one of those songs.
Uh-huh.
So he's working on Even Worse.
Uh-huh.
He needs a
Even
a
Worse
hit song.
Wait, Polka Party you mean?
Polka Party, sorry, yeah, yes. Polka Party.
He hadn't started working on Even Worse
yet.
Yeah,
no, not yet.
Couple years.
And he needed a song.
Yep.
And I think I kind of said this about Gangsta Paradise, and I think some of it was true, but he needed a hit song. Yep. He needed that song that was going to make the album.
Right.
And so Living in America came out, and yep. it was a hit.
Yes, it was.
And it also happened to be by Scotty. A little label called the Scotty Brothers.
What a coincidence.
And so they pushed Weird Al to yet again make another song.
Yeah.
This time, Living with a Hernia.
Did they give him the idea?
I don't know if they went so far as to give them an idea, but they were like, we own this song.
Do something.
So that way we don't have to pay somebody else for the rights.
Yeah.
That's all conjecture. I'm assuming that they got
something.
Their own.
There must be something to it.
You know, but yeah, this is another one of those moments where the Scotty Brothers were like, hey, yeah, Al.
There you go.
And this definitely comes off better than brunch.
Girls lunch. Want to have lunch. You keep pushing brunch.
It should be brunch. It should be brunch.
John Bermuda Schwartz, let Weird Al know we think he should remake that song. And make it brunch.
Yes, because that's what he wants, is a song that he was forced to make to be forced to remake it.
We're not forcing him to remake it. We have no power over the man. Just say, hey, you could redeem yourself by making it better.
Yeah, it could all be hipster.
Exactly.
It could totally be avocado toast and stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it has potential now.
I think we already picked it.
Anyways, we'll go back to this song off Polka Party, not a different one.
Living with a Hernia.
It was.
Yeah.
I liked this song.
See?
Like I said, it was my jam. I listened to this album all the time. I'd have it playing while I was playing video games over and over and over again, and I liked this song.
Now, I don't know if I ever really realized that the reference was also James Brown.
Okay.
Like, I know he was spoofing James Brown, but I like your take of him actually being James Brown with a hernia.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Like, okay. I'm sick of all this dancing anyhow.
But it's an extra layer that I don't think I realized until you said it.
Oh, yes. Okay. I think that's kind of the point. It's the song, hey, what if James Brown got a hernia?
Okay. Huh? But that's the motivation for the song that I've always felt was lacking.
Okay.
Because I was just like, why did you randomly sing about hernias? Okay.
Because James Brown, man. Yep. He's like the showman. He's like out there dancing, doing splits.
He can't do his whole lifestyle
if he has a hernia. That would be funny.
Oh.
I thought it was very funny, very clever, very smart. There's a lot of smart lyrics in
this.
Lots
of it. Lots of good lyrics.
I think this song gets a bad rap just because it wasn't the huge hit that they were hoping for on Polka Party. I enjoyed this song. I think it was a pretty good starter for this album.
This is very similar to the last song we did in that lyrically it's very, very solid. I just don't think it hits just like I think
musically
we're a clone now. Yeah.
Oh, musically, this song is great. Living in America is a fantastic song.
Okay.
Yeah, well, for James Brown. I mean, it was...
I don't know. I think maybe it's more repetition, kind of, which I don't know. Something about it.
Okay, we're coming from different places on this one.
I know.
This is the age gap,
I think. I think that's the age gap.
Maybe. Like, I really like Rocky. Yeah. I loved it in the movie. And then I heard Weird Al did the parody. I thought it was fantastic. It was very funny. I learned about hernias. I didn't know what they were before this song.
Well, that's educational. He went to the West Hollywood Public Library and just looked up hernias.
Yep.
That's how he got his list of hernias.
There you go.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Weird Al also says, I'm a total non-dancer.
Yeah.
I never went to any dances in high school, but I realized I could analytically dissect a dance and then I could figure it out.
Yeah, he
so
did
that's
pretty
how I
well.
Figured this stuff out. Yeah. And he also got for the video, they got the choreographer Chester Whitmore to help him with the moves and stuff.
Was he James Brown's choreographer?
I don't know. They just said.
Okay, well.
I didn't actually. Maybe I should have looked at that.
Maybe. Oh. Yeah, whatever. He's a choreographer.
Gangster's Paradise took a lot of my time.
Well, that's all right.
Okay. The video, it's on the same set as the Living with America set.
Living in America.
According to one
site. Not Living with America.
Living with America.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yes. Yes, we are. Not only is it the same set, but one website I saw said that the dancers and the musicians were the same too.
Nice.
Which explains why their costumes look exactly the same.
Yeah, Scotty Brothers still have them around.
There you go. And that's honestly what it is. I mean, Michael Jackson sort of like was like, yeah, I'll let you borrow the set, but you know. Hey, see, so it's one of the positive things about the Scotty Brothers having the rights to the stuff, but like at the same time, it's like, nope.
Yeah, I thought the sets looked familiar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the video. The video doesn't make any sense if you don't watch Living with...
it makes Living... some sense, but it, yeah.
But like all the weird fast motion things, you're like, yes. That's a really weird choice.
Yeah.
Why did you make that choice?
Yeah.
But in the original video... It's a lot of bigger sets, like yeah. it's like streetcars and stuff yeah. moving at high speed, but that's what they're spoofing, or okay, at least yeah. that's the reference.
Okay.
And so when you watch the original video, you're like, oh, I understand why they're doing all this stuff.
I vaguely remember the original video. I just mainly yeah. remember the Rocky part.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And in the video, they've got a lot another song with a lot of movie clips. In
yeah.
it. You know, a week ago we did Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
And the original video had a lot of movie clips. This one's the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool. That's why the fireworks are in it randomly mm-hmm. too.
The guy with the American flag in the front
yep.
row. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought it should be like a different, like an AMA flag or something like that.
Oh gosh.
Something. I don't know. The Red Cross.
An Ask Me Anything flag?
American Medical Association.
Oh, okay. Maybe okay.
Like the, you know, the snakes around the whatever that is.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know.
And I haven't been able to find a cast of this. Okay. But the doctor.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look exactly.
He really does. He looks like Philo.
Yeah.
From the UHF. It's not. I don't think it's the same guy.
Because he looks a little older. But yeah. It's almost like they made Philo into that guy.
Right. Or vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
guy into Philo. Yeah.
It's, no. Made Philo into that guy.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's what you mean. Yeah. He's like, hey, I did the doctor in a video. I want you to look like that.
Yeah, yeah. For like 2 seconds, he's putting on a rubber glove, but that's what you need to look like.
That, maybe the guy who got the role of Philo had seen the video, and he's like, hey, maybe if I do this character, I'll get the role, because we're not recognize awesome. Me from this video. I don't know.
You'll be like, good to work with you again. And you're like, yeah, that's it.
And wasn't he on General Hospital, that actor? Isn't that what Christy said?
I don't know about that.
But we were talking with
Christy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christy, she said something about he was on General Hospital, and he played a doctor. Huh? It all comes around. He looks like Weird Al's hernia doctor.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I want to know more about the cast of this movie, this video,
because yeah.
you want to get some of that information. Yeah. Like, I'm sure one of those dancers became Gloria Someone. Stefan or something, you know? No, well, not Gloria
Stefan. No, probably not.
Based
no.
on our musical that I saw a couple probably, months ago, it's probably not Gloria Stefan.
No, someone, but, maybe
Jenny Tiffy. From the Block?
No, probably not her either, no.
She was a dancer?
She was, in Living Color.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez.
Only a couple years after this, right?
Yeah, a few years after that. Three, yeah. Wasn't that far off.
Okay.
Wow.
So more about this. What did you like about the video? Lots of fun ways to get hernias, or a papa hernia or something like that.
How hernias will affect you. I mean, not so much getting them, but you know what you can't
do. One of
do.
The first couple of things are times that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Not really. Just like things you can't do. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So you can't bowl, play tennis, hard walk. Yeah. You can't bend over. Yeah. Tie your shoes. There's a lot of stuff you can't really do with a bad hernia. So yeah.
Rough.
A little pinch. You got a little pinchy.
Yep. That stage was also in the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Which I'm sure is where the movie's filmed and stuff too. So.
Yep, probably. I think that's where James Brown performed a lot of his stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, he was probably on the strip, as they say.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
yeah.
You want to move the lyrics?
Sure.
Okay.
You go first.
Me? I'll go first. Well, I was going to go based on what you gave, but
okay.
Mine is... Well. The last line, okay. Or the last verse, you know, okay. Living with a hernia rupture. I said, it's causing me such an irritation, living with the hernia, have to get my medication, living with a hernia. I feel bad.
Ugh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Instead of I feel good.
Exactly. Yeah, James Brown's catchphrase. I feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. All right. Mine is, well, you may not be familiar with the common types of hernias that you can get. So just settle down. Let me clue you in. There's epigastric bladder, strangulated, lumbar hernia, rictus hernia, obstructed, guidal, and direct. Huh. Living with a hernia.
Ruptured. I'd like that you actually know that.
Yep. I'm telling you, this was my jam. I listened to this album.
That's disturbing.
So many times.
I imagine Steve like in like medical school, like somehow he's snuck into medical school. Right, and it's like a sitcom, and he's in medical school,
yep.
And he's got to take this test,
and I had to say it twice. Give
a, yeah. and it's like a list of the of like, okay, but in order to pass and become a doctor,
yep.
list all the hernias, and you're like, I got this.
But I have to do them all twice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scratch.
Except for inguinal and direct. They only said once.
Yep.
Exactly. Inguinal. That's always a hard one for me to say. Yep. But see, it's an educational song.
Oh, there it is.
I'm a smarter person because of Weird Al and my listening to this probably 30 times a day while I was playing Mario Brothers back in the day.
There you go.
Yeah. I would just pop this on and just keep flipping it over and over on my tape deck while I was just playing.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm thinking CDs.
No. Nope.
You're flipping a CD over and over?
I did eventually get this on CD.
It didn't work so well.
I had a cassette.
Time.
Flip it over. Start it over. Oh. Over all day.
No, you get one of the ones that does it automatically.
I may have had one of those. But
those are pretty cool.
Yeah, I eventually got that. Anyways.
Technology.
Yep.
All right, so what do you rate it? Yours is going to be high. I know
it
that.
Will be higher than yours, but not as high as you would maybe think. Clone was a 4. I don't think I like this quite as much. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 2.
A 2?
Yeah, it's just...
That's fine. Not your thing.
Like I said, it's better than I remember it being.
Mm-hmm. And the video is really funny.
And the video makes the song.
Yes.
Like, well, if you didn't have the video, I don't think it's not nearly as good.
I didn't see this video for years. I didn't know there was a video for this.
Yeah.
Probably in the 90s, I finally found the video.
Oh, if it wasn't for the video, it would be a 1.
Yeah. Ooh,
for
wow.
me. Yeah, yeah. Because the video makes it more clear what he's doing. And he takes on the more of the persona of James Brown and actually does the stuff that makes you go, oh, okay. I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm not really a James Brown fan.
Me neither, but
like,
he's...
I like a song or two, but more when I was a kid, but then there's nothing...
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a fan of his either, but I know this song.
Okay.
And I liked this song.
Well, there you go.
Being a Rocky fan. So anyways...
If you disagree with us, call us up at 302-72-WEIRD, and we'll play your voicemail on one of the next podcast episodes.
If you do agree with us, do that also. You can call
do that
us.
Too, yeah.
Or you can send us, you know, a Facebook message or whatnot.
Yeah, find us on Facebook. Find us on... Instagram. Sure. You can find us on Twitter.
Yep.
You can email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com. But thank you very much for listening to the podcast, and we'll be back in another episode.
We will. Bye-bye.
Bye.